today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about simple life in Islam.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Thursday, is the 24th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 9th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. This is chapter Al-Hadid, verse 20.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
Know that the life of this world is but amusement and diversion, and adornment and boasting to one another, and competition in increase of wealth and children. Like the example of a rain whose resulting plant growth pleases the tillers. Then it dries and you see it turned yellow. Then it becomes scattered debris. And in the hereafter is severe punishment and forgiveness from Allah and approval. And what is the worldly life except the enjoyment of delusion?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse proceeds with the fruits of life, saying that consequence to one's deeds, either severe torment or divine satisfaction, may fall into man's share. Worldly life is nothing but deception. Thus, the blessed verse is saying that worldly life is the means of deception, namely, it serves as the means of deceiving oneself and others. It is worthy of note that the means of deception applies to those who regard mundane life as their final goal. They attach themselves to and rely on it. They set their final goal on gaining further possessions.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Now we look at simple life in Islam. Everything that is more than a need gives some temporary pleasures or comfort, but in the long run, it leads to deviation from the right path. It distracts one from the goal, hence it is very important that only needs, unlike need, greed has no limit. If one starts chasing one's unlimited greed, one will never be content. Everything other than need is greed, and satisfying greed can give at best only temporary pleasure. Islam is a religion of simplicity. A believer should lead a simple life. The Prophet of Islam laid great stress on simplicity. There is a hadith according to which the Prophet said that simplicity is part of faith.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In today's show, we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective on living a simple life. Now, it's the time to have a look at the Holy Prophet's simple life to see when the Prophet himself recommends others for a simple life, how he was acting himself. The life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam serves as a remarkable example of simplicity. He lived in modest quarters, wore simple clothing, and had a deep connection with his community. His teachings emphasized humility, compassion, and the importance of caring for one another. By following the Prophet's example, Muslims aim to lead a life that reflects the purity and simplicity of his character. So we see these features in the behavior and treatment of the Holy Prophet first, and then it becomes our turn to act upon that. And hopefully we shall be regarded among the real followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Economic simplicity and social justice. Living a simple life in Islam is also closely tied to economic justice. The prohibition of usury or riba and the emphasis on equitable trade practices promote economic fairness. By avoiding exploitative practices and excessive profiteering, Muslims contribute to a more equitable and just society, inshallah.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain.
Know that the declutter, that is everything, is one of the secrets to simple living. Less stuff is a great start, but you also want your spaces to be happy and functional. Then work on getting rid of anything that doesn't belong or seems ugly to you, or you wish you had never bought in the first place. As Joshua Baker says, maybe the life you've always wanted is buried until everything you own. Don't undo all that hard work by refilling your spaces with stuff. Every time you buy something, you are saying to yourself, I don't have enough stuff. Is that true? Your home should be a place where you find peace and you live your life, not a graveyard of purchases you regret. Minimalism can touch every part of your life, not just your stuff. Take a look at the social media accounts you follow, the multiple credit cards you have, and more. You can find peace by eliminating the excess everywhere in your life. Now, let's look at the effects of lack of contentment on society. And that is the final part of today's special. It promotes criminal engagement and individual to go into all forms of activities such as human trafficking, drug trafficking, and robbery to make money. It encourages domination of immorality as men and women get involved in corruption to make money. It encourages domination of individuals over others and group over their fellows to gain unmerited advantage. This is the root cause of ethnicity in Nigeria and some other countries.
Never compare yourself to anyone in your life. You have family members, you have friends around you, your peers, people your age. Don't compare yourself to them. Don't do that. If you keep doing that, you're going to suffer. You are not going to be satisfied. You are not going to be happy in your life if you always compare yourself to this and that. But at the same time, you need a role model in your life. This role model, if you ask many speakers, many scholars, 99% are going to say, your model should be Ali ibn Abi Talib, the Prophet Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa. But I'm not going to say the same. Why? I'm not going to say the same. Because we have to be practical. We cannot reach Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib was a universal imam. The Prophet was a universal messenger. We need examples, role models that are attainable, practical. We see them right before our eyes. Normal human being, just like us. Just like us. Many scholars, when they advise people, they compare people to the imams. Yes, we aspire to follow them. But we are not going to get there. You cannot find in the history of mankind a man who was the supreme leader of a huge country stretching from Morocco on the Atlantic to beyond China on the east. This was the Islamic country at his time, at the time of Imam Ali. But he lived in a small house that he built by his own hand for 4 years and 8 months. And he did not have an office. They said to him, why you don't have an office? He said, my office is the street. Because if I sit my office and I lock down myself in an office, people cannot reach to me. I have to reach out to people. You cannot find such an example. No one can do this. And it's not practical.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.